Sam's Club is opening a new design thinking studio. According to Chain Storage, the company is opening a 37,000 square foot design thinking studio called Clubhouse on the Sam's Club's corporate campus in summer of 2024. That was three seasons in a row, Anne. First announced in 2022, the studio, when completed, will serve as an innovation engine where the retailer will test products and design new enhanced experiences for customers and associates. Quote, I'm proud that Sam's Club stands out among retailers deploying the latest technologies, making members and associates' lives more convenient and meaningful, Todd Garner, interim chief product officer at Sam's Club, said in a corporate blog post. He went on to say, when you take the art of retailing and you keep it people-led and tech-powered, that's where the magic happens. It's powerful when you get the balance right, end quote. And
yes,
if you remember, mm-hmm. I think this was on our show with A&M just last month.
It was.
Or recently, within the last couple months anyway, we poo-pooed innovation centers with them on a recent show. Does the fact that Sam's Club is doing it make you think any differently about this latest innovation effort?
I feel kind of bad, Chris. I feel like we're dogging on Target and Sam's Club today, which are
I don't know that I'm dogging on Sam's Club. You might be, but I don't think I am.
I am, well, I'm, you know, I already teased it, but I'm a big believer in the old adage, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. This is something again where I would like to talk to the team at Sam's Club to learn more about why they made this decision.
Why they thought they needed it. That's a good
question. What wasn't working with the previous method? What are they hoping to do in a separate environment, removed from the actual customers in the store that they couldn't do or they couldn't test in real life in front of real customers? It seems like it's been such a, like when we talked to Eddie Garcia back in the day about, you know, testing concierge, Sam's Club concierge, you know, delivery to curbside services that they deployed in 6 days. Like such a key component of that was like the team was living in that house across the street from the store so they could run over back and forth and like test this in real time. And so I guess I just am very curious, like, why are we going away from that? And most importantly, like Sam's Club's team is brilliant. The product team is brilliant. And yeah, I worry that when you put them in a separate innovation center that's now labeled innovation, not like actual product deployment in store, that the funds and resources for those teams could disappear really quickly. You and I know that this can happen in an innovation center. So
yes, exhibit A, and exhibit A.
Those are my concerns. Sam's Club is really smart. It's a bunch of really smart people though. So I feel like there's got to be a reason behind it. I just need to know more.
Wow. That was a hell of a good answer, Anne. God,
what are you?
Like,
what, you don't
almost,
agree with me, though.
I'm almost speechless. No, I mean, you might have literally convinced me that, yeah, this might not be worth it. I'll give the contrarian argument right now,
yes,
which is what I was prepared to do. But I think you're bringing up some really compelling points on, you know, why it might not be a good idea in the long run. And I want to preface this by saying, I firmly believe and have written this multiple times that in Forbes, that Sam's Club is the most innovative grocer in America, not named Amazon. Yeah. And I believe that. And I know you do too. So here's the reason that I could like the idea. There is an element of prototyping before the prototyping, you know, and by that, I mean, you need a space to prototype before you prototype in store. And so if I look at Sam's Club, who has a track record of doing innovation from a business-led standpoint so well, as you discussed, they are one of the rare exceptions where I think they have the pedigree that gets me to support the idea of prototyping before the prototyping.
Yeah.
So for that reason, I can get on board with it. But to your point, for it to work, the ultimate goals have to stay rooted in the business, and you can't let this design thinking studio start chasing innovation for innovation's sake, and you start getting all off into left field and spending all kinds of money on crazy things that are never going to see the light of day. It has to be almost, for it to work, in my mind, as I'm thinking about this on the fly, given what you said, it has to be that. It has to be prototyping before the prototyping. It has to be business-led, and that has to be the goal of it, I think. And so for that reason, I think if you could do it, it can work. But, you know, again, last word to you on this one.
I mean, I'll just say this. A 37,000 square foot building is a giant number on the line item. Okay. Yeah. And that is a That
that's
is
a giant light item in the budget. Yes.
Right. Yeah. It's like, it's just a major concern for me that stuff like the brilliance of these teams that they're creating could get cut in one foul swoop. And yes, they know how to go back to it. They know how to be agile and make it work. But right. It's just like how much distraction is there from both a cost standpoint and from the teams and resources. But we will talk to Sam's Club, I'm sure, in no time and get more information.
100%. Yeah, we're going to have to get Mr. Garner on the show with us. You know, we've had two predecessors on the show with us, and no doubt they're listening too. And I can't wait to hear the feedback. But I thought that was a very well-handled conversation that we had about a move that they're making. So great job.